itself. So we pray, Lord, that each person would learn something this morning from you. We ask it in Jesus. I think the youth are staying in, but if the children would like to go, I think they're enjoying it too much here. Off they go. Yeah, go on. There's his arm. Father, we pray for Mark. We thank you for him, Lord. Lord, he's stood up to be a trustee, Lord, to help the church, to carry on. Lord, I know he finds it a bit of a challenge, and I must admit, when I was early in the diaconate, it was a real challenge. We just pray for him. And Lord, as he has prepared, we thank you, Lord, that you've encouraged him and built him up as he prayed and studied and thought about it. And we pray, Lord, now that you'll just flow through him. And Lord, that your Holy Spirit would do all that you want to do in and through Mark and this word that he's got for us today. Help us to have spiritual ears open to receive what you've got. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Right. I don't normally have breakfast. I get very, very nervous. I've had two crumpets and I'm ready to go. So, a bit stiff. Right. Did anybody, all our songs, did anybody notice the link? What was the link in the songs? So Lorna had it laid on her heart all week, didn't you? So what was the link? No, it's not Jesus, because he's in it anyway. Is it? Living water. There we go, Margaret, living water. So, yeah. So living water of Jesus, the living water of God and the Holy Spirit, isn't it? So, like I say, Lorna was getting that message all week, didn't it? So we linked the songs. And there was something else in there, which I'm going to talk about today anyway. So healing. And there is an example. Amazing, isn't it? There is an example, yeah. So, you know, we love it when we think about living water sort of going through our souls. And it's a bit like washing powder, isn't it? When you buy washing powder, what was the old one we used to do? Daz, was it? Daz, so you had the 3-in-1 Daz and it would do the job. But fairy?
Ariel.
No, yeah, personal, any of those. But anyway, so you have your washing powder, isn't it? Now you get it in a tablet and it's all nice and colourful, isn't it? And it cleans, doesn't it? It does a nice cleaning job. It's like washing. We get washed through, don't we? Nice and clean. And hopefully our sins are washed away and we're renewed with the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're after, isn't it? So, I'm going to talk about healing. So, have I got a... Oh, I'm talking about healing. Look, it's healing. God's healing. All can see it from here as well, even better. Right, so I want to talk about God's healing. And I want to, not just the physical healing, but the healing that provides in our hearts and our minds. Because, yeah, we know that God can heal, but sometimes he doesn't always heal what we want him to heal. Sometimes it's a different journey, isn't it? And his timing is so different to ours. We're praying for things to happen. Sometimes they don't happen, not in our time anyway, but in his time. So it's very, you know, that's important. So healing's about providing that healing in our hearts and our minds, and the way he protects us in difficult times, in difficult situations, and the way he strengthens us when we need it the most. So that's what I want to really talk about. And he's always showing us his love and how he cares for us. And that's really important. Healing also comes through prayer and worship. So we saw a little clip recently, didn't we? Our bodies are a vessel, aren't they? So, and we offer praises to God through our bodies. And in the old days, in the Old Testament, I've been reading a lot of, I'm reading the, Bible in a Year. So I'm doing my bit. So I'm reading it, and then it goes from Exodus to Matthew, and then a little bit of Psalms in it. So, like in the old days, in the Old Testament, like people would just go around slaughtering animals and they put them on an altar and then squeezing the blood everywhere. That's not great if you're a vegetarian either, is it? So imagine, I don't want to get gruesome, there's too many children in the room, and it's a kill an animal, squirt it on the one, and then you pray. So we don't have to do that now. Our bodies are the vessels, aren't we? We work that way, don't we? So, yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse than squirting lots of blood, but yeah. Should we stop that subject now? Yeah, okay, right, fair. Right. So when we sing, you know, some people sing the words, don't they? Because it's a nice song. But then some people really connect with a song in your spirit. And a spirit moves in them. And this is our living sacrifice to God through prayer and worship and reading the Bible. So we live in a wounded world, don't we? There's so much hate. When I think about it, it makes my blood boil. Hate, violence, it's all there. Again, it's like the old, I always say it's like the old Bible, people stoning each other again. And, you know, lack of respect and love for each other, which is what we are about as a church, aren't we? So, and the only way we can break through is through God, isn't it? So our bodies get sick, our minds become sick and weary, our hearts become broken and lost when we lose people or we get ill. It's like when some people, I'm not saying this church because we've got a wonderful family, but it's some people working, they come to church more as a ritual rather than just to connect with God. And they come in and they're smiling, but on the inside they're bleeding because they're hurting. They don't show you that, do they? So, but this family here in our church, we're a loving family. So, you know, we love each other. And we show for support for each other. Whatever we're going through, we sit and we listen to each other. And we pray together. It's really important we pray together. And that's showing our willingness that God is working through us and strengthening us. So healing starts with our faith. So how strong is your faith? I know mine's been building up over years, but I'm pleased with the journey I'm taking, the direction I'm going now, because it's getting stronger and I feel closer to Him. And that's what we ultimately want, isn't it? That perfect relationship with God. Because that counts for everything, doesn't it? And that can just heal so many wounds, doesn't it? So, you know, read God's word and pray. And then our faith becomes stronger and unbreakable, doesn't it? Right, so Jeremiah 30:17 says, I don't know why I keep looking back there, isn't there? Isn't it? Steve? Steve! Right. Right, there we go. I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. So it's God's healing. It's not limited to one area of our lives, is it? He heals our body, He heals our heart, and He heals our soul. So in Exodus, there we go. In Exodus 15:26, He declares, I am the Lord who heals you. So, as I mentioned before, I'm reading a lot of Exodus and I'm finding it quite heavy. It's all about Moses bringing the Israelites into the promised land. So, and this part of the Bible for a year. So God was giving instructions to Moses and He brought his brother along because Moses thought at the beginning he wasn't strong enough to do these things, didn't he? So he brought his brother Aaron and he helped him as well a lot because I think he was quite nervous having to lead all these people and something. And I think at the time he was about 80, wasn't he? His brother was 60. And he used to keep climbing the hill as well, didn't he? Amazing. In the morning, straight up the hill. Everybody needs a bit of that, don't they? So, right. So, yeah, Moses was scared and nobody would actually listen to him. So he took his brother with him. And then when he was listening to God, God equipped him with the staff, didn't he? So that he could show the Pharaoh wonders in hope that he had let the Israelites go. But it was an absolute battle. He kept doing things. But then Pharaoh had these magicians that could do special tricks that made it look like miracles, but they weren't actually miracles, but they were copying. So Moses had such a battle get him through to Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh's heart kept hardening, and he kept changing his mind, didn't he? But then, so God had to give him more miracles to perform to actually persuade Pharaoh. But in the end, he did. But after he let them go, they started to move on. Then he hardened his heart again, and he started to chase them. But then we all knew what happened after that, didn't we? He sent lots of plagues, the locusts, and the... What else were there? What other things are there? Can't remember. Locusts. Yeah, frogs. Yeah. Oh, imagine making up frogs all over you. Oh. So he sent the plagues, and it finally made Pharaoh realize that he had to let them go. But he kept changing his mind, so he sent all the plagues. So then eventually they left Egypt, and then we got to the sea, and Moses stamped down his feet, parted the sea, the people went through, didn't they? But Moses was obedient to God. This is what we need to be, obedient to God, isn't it? So God provided those people, when they were travelling, with all the food and water they needed. He'd perform miracles to give it to them. But then people just, when they didn't get them on the way, they stopped believing, didn't they? They just gave up. And then they started moaning, didn't they? And then they tried to make other... Then they gave in all their gold earrings, silver earrings, they melted something down, made a calf. So they started to... They lost their faith so easily. But we need ours so strongly today, don't we? Yeah. So healing doesn't come instantly, but it doesn't mean that God is an absence. Sometimes healing is a process, isn't it? It takes a long time. Yeah. So next one, Steve. Yeah, how is receiving God? So what have we got today? We've got doctors, haven't we? God gave us the miracle of he can give the intelligence to study and become doctors. So he uses doctors as an instrument. But sometimes healing goes a lot deeper than that. It's not just a superficial thing, something you can fix overnight or over weeks or however long it takes. So God always heals according to his wisdom, his timing, and his purpose. He's got a purpose for all of us. We don't know that, do we? Our life is planned out, but we don't know what's to come, do we? But we don't need to fear, because we've got God on our side, haven't we? So Jesus, the healer. There we go. So we all know that Jesus, how he healed the sick, he performed these miracles to convince people that he was the Son of God. He healed the blind man, he healed the man with leprosy, and that he helped the lame man walk, which we're going to have a little clip about in a minute. And he healed the demonized, and he forgave sins, and he restored people's dignity. So healing is never just about physical relief. It's all about restoration, bringing people back to wholeness. And mostly important, bringing them back to their relationship with God. Amen. So sometimes healing is about our faith. So remember, in the Bible, in Mark 5, there was the woman who was sick for 12 years. She was wandering around and she kept bleeding. And she wouldn't stop bleeding. And in those days, people wouldn't try and heal her or touch her because they thought she was unclean. And it was all about being unclean. So because she was considered unclean, she tried everything. She spent all her money. But nothing worked for her. So she said in her heart, if only I can touch his clothes, then I will be healed. So she got as close, when there was a big crowd, and it was beautifully portrayed, because we've been watching The Chosen in our group. It was beautifully portrayed. There was a great big crowd. She was crawling on her knees. She came up and she just touched the hem of his clothing. And Jesus stopped. He sensed it, and he turned round and he responded, daughter, your faith has made you well. And that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, he said to the blind man, same example. He said to the blind man and the man who had leprosy, your faith has healed you because you believed in me. Right, should we have that little clip? So this is the man, the lame pool, he goes to the pool every day, doesn't he? And hoping that he can get near to the water, which believes it's
Shalom.
Me?
Yes.
Shalom.
I have a question for you.
For me. I don't have many answers, but I'm listening.
Do you want to be healed?
Who are you?
We'll get to that later. But my question remains.
Will you take me to the water? Look, I'm having a really bad day.
You've been having a bad day for a long time. So?
Sir, I have no one to help me into the water when it's stirred up. And when I do get close, the others step down in front of me. So...
Look at me. Look at me. That's not what I asked. I'm not asking you about who's helping you, or who's not helping, or who's getting in your way. I'm asking about you.
I've tried.
For a long time, I know. And you don't want false hope again, I understand. But this pool, it has nothing for you. It means nothing. And you know it. But you're still here. Why?
I don't know.
You don't need this pool. You only need me. So, do you want to be healed? So let's go. Get up. Pick up your mat. And walk.
For you to walk, like he said. Don't forget your bed.
Why does this matter?
Because you're not coming back here. That life is over.
Amen, amen. Isn't that wonderful? Wasn't it interesting, like, when his face changed, I think, when he realized who he was talking to? I mean, he didn't know his name, but he knew that he was special. Amen. So, no, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Right, so faith does not deny pain, but faith brings pain to Jesus so he can deal with it. And then the healing begins. So we stop pretending we are fine and then start trusting in God and our brokenness, and things begin to happen. Sometimes the greatest barrier to healing is not God's power, but our willingness to surrender to him. And that makes all the difference, doesn't it? Makes a massive difference. So God heals more than our body. So in Psalm 14:13, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, and binds up their wounds. So some things, like say when we've got doctors, some things don't show up on x-rays, do they? So if you've got trauma from past history, if you've got grief in your life, something really sad has happened, shame or guilt or rejection, none of that will show up on x-ray, but you feel it, just it's just as painful, isn't it? Just as painful. So when remember when Jesus, he said to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven. He said that before, take up your mat. I mean, it didn't show up on there, but he said in the Bible, it says, your sins are forgiven. Now take up your mat and walk. So spiritual healing is the deepest healing of all, isn't it? Sometimes we pray and healing comes immediately. Sometimes we pray and healing takes a long time. Because like I said, we don't know God's timing, do we? Sometimes healing comes in the form of peace, strength or grace, rather than a cure. Because we don't always get cured. Sometimes it's a lesson, isn't it? It's a lesson for us to learn. And sometimes through our pain, we get stronger to God, don't we? We cling to him more. We build a stronger relationship. And that's what we want. So, and Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So God is still healing. So bring your sickness, bring your brokenness, bring your weariness. We're all sinners, and we're all wounded, aren't we? You do not need to be clean, to clean yourself first to come to Jesus. You do not have to have perfect faith, because we're all learning all the time, aren't we? None of us are perfect. You just need to come and be with Lord Jesus. Now I've got a little job to do. Right. Michael. Lord, do you want to give some out? So I've got some hearts. They went a bit dark on the photocopier, so you can have the dark side. Might be easier to write on the light side. So if you're going to write a message in here, so what we're going to actually do, right, if you give them out first, if you use the light side to write on, then you can fold it like that, so you've got your heart. I hope I've got enough. We'll give those out, and then we'll give the pens out afterwards. Lovely, thank you. So when you get your heart and you get your pen, I want you to write inside something you might want to strengthen in your heart or your soul. Or write a message of healing for somebody that you love. So if somebody needs healing and you want to give that love out to them, then write their name in your heart. Sorry. We've got lots left. That's good. Right. Thank you. Right, so write a name of somebody who needs healing or something you want to strengthen in your heart. Right, then fold it. I'm going to say some prayers, and then if anybody would like to follow me after that. So what we're going to do is, anybody's ready? Still, some people are still writing. Right. So that living water outside is getting good, isn't it? Oh dear. If we're ready, so you can either hold it to your heart, or if you want to join me, you can hold it up. Right, I'm going to hold it up to God. So we hold up our hearts with love that you have given us and the love that you have taught us. Help us to spread this love as far as we can go, and that we can pray that we will help people to receive it in the way that you intended it. Protect our hearts from wrongdoers and darkness. Help our hearts to grow strong and to shine your light so that others can see it. Continue to spread peace in our hearts so that we know and feel your presence in our lives every day. So I'm going to say thank you, God, for being the healer of our minds and the healer of our souls and the healer of our hearts. We pray that where there is sickness, bring restoration. And where there is brokenness, bring wholeness. And where there is despair, bring hope. We trust you, God, even when we don't understand. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right, lovely. Right. And that's me done. So, we're going to have the last worship song. A bit longer than 20 minutes, wasn't it? Don't mind, we're going to put those hearts, and we're going to put them on our notice board over there, because there's lots to give thanks with a grateful heart.
Lord, let your